And fourth verses, John 17th chapter, third and fourth verses. It says, Bible says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Fourth verse, it says like this, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Just two verses only we'll be meditating this evening. It's a continuation for the last session. David Gooding, in his book, the book name called In the School of Christ, he says, Son means our Lord Jesus Christ. He is reporting to Father, reporting whatever the mission he has completed, is about to complete. So he was reporting to Father. So he says it is Son reports to the Father on his mission, how well he has expounded his subject. And also we all know this is the greatest prayer ever prayed on earth. And also it is the longest prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ that is recorded. John 17, he also certainly, no doubt, it's the holy of holies of the gospel, all the recordings. But we must approach this chapter 17, especially with the spirit of humility and with the worship. Because truly we'll come to a lot of things, the way how our Lord Jesus, who is our exemplary and role model, how he prays to the Lord, Father, definitely we can follow his footsteps when we closely observe and when we closely understanding what our Lord is praying there. And also this prayer shows obedience to the Father and also the revelation of God through the Son, calling of the disciples out of the world, because in the next day he was about to crucify. So that's why he was calling all his disciples, and it's audible to them, to the disciples. I really don't know whether he prayed in the upper room or on the way to Gethsemane or in the Kidron Valley, or he was en route to Gethsemane, probably in Gethsemane. That is not our issue. But our main thing is how he prayed and what he prayed. And if we try to understand and follow his footsteps, that will be really blessed to us. It says, John 17:3, this is eternal life, that may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. It says, the only true God. I was reading in my native mother tongue language, that is Telugu. It says, it's a true God means unique, and there is no second. It's a unique and only one, and true God means the God of truth, a true God. So very clearly it says, unique, there is no second one to him, because he is the only true God, one God. So that's what how our Lord Jesus mentions there. And also the biblical definition clearly gives by our Lord Jesus, saying that eternal life is nothing but knowing the Father and knowing the Son. That is a biblical definition. Normally when we refer our English dictionaries or something, right, it says long life or something, but it's a contradicting. Yes, no doubt that is also true, but more than that, right, whatever Bible says, that is 100% true, that it's not about the duration, it is about knowing the God, and it is about the fellowshipping of with the God and relationship. That relationship also, it is not normal relation. It is about the word they used, knowing, in the Greek word, ginoskosin, that is nothing but intimately, personally, very deeply knowing. So the same word it used in the Matthew 1:25 about Joseph and Mary, it says, and did not know her, she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That is an intimate relationship. And also same thing, a similar word used in Genesis 4:1, Adam knew Eve his wife, she conceived, bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. The word, similar word used, Adam knew his wife. It's an intimate relationship. So how well we know our Lord, our God, that will definitely this kind of spiritual check to us, and it helps us to no doubt grow spiritually and to know more and more about our Lord, how he walked, how he prayed, how he lived. All those things definitely will be touching, all these things. We are knowing, we may know a great deal about our God, but without much knowledge about him, how to gain that knowledge and what are the ways to come to know about him and to come to the knowledge about him, definitely will be touch base in here. And also, it's may know a great deal about godliness without much knowledge about God. So J.I. Packer, he's yesterday's theologian, He says knowing God and knowing about God, both are two different things. I just want to give an illustration how to understand knowing about and knowing God. There is a place called here, it's just 2 hours from here in Glen Rose. So there, right, we can see the dinosaur park and all, dinosaur steps and all, the foot stamps and all. We went there a few years back. If somebody asked about that one, right, about the dinosaur state park, I just tell about that, whatever I did on my own research groundwork from the Google, right, I will just tell them this so-and-so park and all. But if you go there, right, there are guides, there are forest officers and guard. If you go and ask them, right, they know in and out of that state park. So they very well knows about that in and out of that park. That's why if you are in that park, right, in that forest, you will come to a lot of things. Knowing about is different, knowing is completely different. Same thing, if we want to know our Christ, right, we must be in Christ. Ephesians church, Paul writes, most of the chapters, right, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. When we are in Christ, we will come to a lot of things. Sitting outside and external to God and knowing the things are different. Knowing about is different. Knowing about God when we are in Him and Christ in us completely, He will be revealing a lot of things to us. So that is the difference between knowing and knowing about. And also there is a difference between knowing and being known. Example, if I want to know about a person, what I can do, directly I can go and ask that person. Or I can do some kind of research about that person from the social media, right? Definitely, I will come to know something about that person. But truly, if you want to know that person, means you have to spend time with him. You have to meet with him. When you meet with him and when you spend time, right, like wife and husband, they are together and they come to know each other. That is an intimate relationship. A lot of things. Still, right, something wife may not be knowing or husband may not be knowing. Unless the other person reveals himself and opens his heart and tells, right, we will never come to know 100% about that person. That is just about human being. Think about God. It's impossible unless He shows the grace and unless He reveals Himself to us, we will never come to know Him. Yes, we can do all, whatever the knowledge, right, we can do by Googling or by doing all the research and all, right, we will come to know about God. But to know about Him, right, unless He opens the doors, unless He shows the grace towards us, we will never come to know about that. And all will definitely we are going to touch base once again, how to know God. So there are three ways. One is through nature. If you go to Niagara by seeing the waterfalls, right, it's amazing. Romans 1st chapter, it tells, it reveals the invisible attributes of God. That itself shows how God, how He is and how beautiful He is, how His handiwork and all we can see. And nobody, everyone, right, they appreciate by seeing the nature. Nothing but God reveals Himself there. So that is one way, through nature. And the second one is through scripture. When we read, right, Holy Spirit, God, He reveals, He gives the revelation to understand and to know who God is. That from the scriptures also we would come to know about God. The third channel, the third way to know about God is by seeing at the sun. Nobody saw the God. But when you look at the sun, our Lord Jesus Christ, He manifested literally when He was here 3.5 years. It does not matter how long you live, 90 years or 100 years or 120 years. But the quality life He lived just that 3.5 years, whatever the mission He has come, right, 100% He finished. And that's why fourth verse it says, I have completed the work that God has assigned me, the task He has been finished. And proudly says on the Calvary, right, it is finished. The mission He has accomplished. So the way how to glorify the God means by obeying and by showing the humbleness, right, to God. That's the one way to glorify God. So by looking at the sun, we will come to know God, because God is invisible and He's having a lot of attributes. I think few years back we studied about attributes of God. He is self-existent. God is self-existent. He is love and He is omniscient, omnipotent. There are so many things. Immutable means He never changes. He's unchanging God. And so many, He's eternalness and all. When we remember all those attributes, right, we cannot visualize all those things. But when we look at the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the way He manifested, He shown, He demonstrated those 3.5 years or 33.5 years while He was here, that shows, that tells about who God is. So definitely, one more thing just I want to tell. From Jeremiah 9th chapter, it says, what is the best thing in life? Bringing more joy. What gives us the best thing in our life means, is it joy or delight or contentment means? the verses it says from Jeremiah 9:23-24, this is what the Lord says: let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast about his strength, or a rich man boast about his riches, but let him boast about this, that he understand and knows me. That is the Lord, that is about God, he says from the Jeremiah 9:23. The best thing is not the joy or the mansions or cars. This is not the real thing. When we know him right, that is the most thing, because he is the all-knowing God. He is the Almighty and he knows everything, omniscient God. So when we know that all-knowing God, right, that itself gives us the real meaning for our life. So what we were made means, what for we are made, that is to know the God. And also what is our objective and purpose, what for we are on this earth, means that is also to know God. So eternal life, that's what Lord Jesus prays. Let eternal life is nothing but knowing the Father and knowing the Son. So that itself gives us the knowledge about God. And also one more verse from Hosea 6:6, it says, what all the states of God ever sees man in gives God most pleasure is, it says, I desired the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings, says God. So that's why knowing of the God is very, very important. So I mentioned about three ways how to know God and all. And also knowing God is a matter of personal deal. So we should have primarily interest to know about God. And also it is a personal involvement. We have to involve and do our own thing. And when we pray, right, we have Holy Spirit God who reveals, who tells a lot of mysteries about God, inner thoughts and deeper meaning of God, right? He reveals to us. No doubt we are blessed because God is helping us to know him more and more. That's what, when he opens the door and when he reveals himself to us, we'll come to know more and more about him. And then we can follow easily his steps, because he's shown us clearly the footsteps and all. We all know very well about that. So knowing God is a matter of grace. He has to open the doors. And few more things. Knowing God involves first listening to God's word. When we listen to God's word, or when we study or read the word of God, Holy Spirit God, he interprets it. The revelation from the Holy Spirit God, it makes us to see Fanny J. Grosby, how she came to know that she's blinded, physically blinded. How the beautifully all those things, the heights of joy that I cannot reach, the depths of love that I cannot know, the words and all, how she knows. She knew God. That's why she's clearly mentioning all those lyrics, right? Very well she knows, though she is physically blinded, but spiritually enlightened. She could see with her spiritual eyes. That is amazing thing. That's why by listening to God, we will come to know God, more about God. And also noting the God's nature and God's character. We studied the names of God. We almost spent knowing about the God's character by seeing the name itself, El Shaddai, Almighty God, how powerful he is. Nothing is impossible to him. When we know him right, then we no doubt will appreciate it, and that turns into worship. And also God's nature, all the so many attributes are there, like
self-existence,
omniscience, sovereignty,
immutability,
eternalness, okay. All the character and God's attributes. Third one is accepting his invitations. First of all, second chapter. I would like to read that. First John, second chapter.
Have you been in 5? Okay.
First John, second chapter 3-5. This is a kind of litmus test whether we really know God or not. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. That's what it's very clearly says. If we are saying that we know him, means we're supposed to follow his commandments, whatever the commandments are, whatever the precepts he has put us in front of us, right? Loving one another. I think a few weeks back we studied and we meditated on that. All the commandments they follow, all the disciples they will follow. That's why they know the God. And the fourth one is recognizing and rejoicing in love that he has shown, thus by approaching one and drawing one into this divine fellowship. So when we know God, we will be recognizing the importance of the body of Christ. We will be talking with them, bringing together and having the common fellowship, growing together and all. If we really know the God, right, this is the knowing of God. All these 4 points, they are involved. and just want to know whether the evidence, whether we know the God or not. Few points, just want to take from the book of Daniel. There are four friends, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So that is the evidence of knowing God. Because if you see, right, whoever this says that they know the God, these characteristics are going to show, demonstrate. Those characters, those who know God have great energy for God. Daniel, when they say there was a kind of a royal decree that nobody should pray to Darius, apart only to Darius they're supposed to be. If somebody prays again apart from Darius, right, they'll put into the lion's den. But he goes and prays irrespective of the situations, right? Three times per day, Daniel, irrespective of situations, he goes and prays to the Lord by opening the window towards Jerusalem, right? He prays. There is the energy they have, because he knew, Daniel knew God very well. So whoever knowing that God, they have that energy irrespective of the consequences, right? They will be having that energy, and also they have great thoughts. In the same book of Daniel, 2nd chapter, 9th chapter, beautiful prayer. If you read that one, right, amazing. I will definitely refer that one just forever. He says, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in Him. O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant of love with all who love Him and obey His commands. Lord, You are righteous. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving. The Lord our God is righteous in everything He does." It's a beautiful prayer by Daniel, because he knows Him, and that's the way he shows the great thoughts about God. And one more quality is those who know God, they show boldness for God. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, when there was a decree that everyone they should go and worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar, we all know they did not think about the circumstances, they did not think about the consequences, they did not think about the risk involved. They said, no, we are not going to bow to him, we are not going to worship him. That is the boldness they have. And then those who know God, they have the greater contentment in God. The greater contentment means peace in our heart. When we know the God, right, irrespective of the whole world is burning, we least bothered about that, because we have peace with God. And example, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego only. When a lot of things happening there, the challenge, what they were doing to the Nebuchadnezzar, I wanted to read, and it's classic from Daniel 3rd chapter 16 to 18. O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this, and he will rescue us from your hand. O king, very courteously, without fearing, they were saying, the three, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But even if he does not, if no deliverance comes, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods. It does not matter, it makes no difference whether they are living or dying. We all know what happened next. Who is the fourth person in the firing the furnace, blazing furnace? We saw the God there. They did not expect that, but they believe, because they know the God very well. That's why the confidence, the boldness, the contentment, right, we could see in the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So those who know the God, they have all these characters. They have the greater energy, they have the greater boldness, they have the contentment, they have the peace of God. This is all just some of the evidences. And however, we must know, every Christian, every believer in Christ must know about the Father and also the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is, the Bible says in Hebrews 1st chapter 3rd verse, He is the brightness and radiance of God's glory. He is the exact, He is the image of His person, and also He upholds all things by His word. And also we know Colossians 1st chapter 15, He is the image of the invisible God. So that's why when we look at the Jesus, right, we can see the Father, the way how He lived, and not all, I'm not going to tell about everything, but just a few things about our Lord Jesus, because some of the astonishing factor at the age of 12, when He went to, along with His parents, to Jerusalem on the feast of Passover, right? That time, we all know what happened. After 3 days, right, they come back to find Jesus, baby Jesus there. So there He was interacting with the teachers, they are the scholars, Moses law scholars. He was there with them, and then He was asking questions and clarifying. At the age of 12, how come that is such a knowledge, such a wisdom? Really, it not only astonishes Mary and Joseph, it also astonishes the Bible scholars sitting there. law knowing people, maybe the Pharisees or the teachers of the synagogue there. So everybody, right, they got astonished by seeing his knowledge. That is the one thing to know about baby Jesus at the age of 12. And also the way he answers, the logical answering. Somebody asked the Herodians and Pharisees, right, whether we need to pay the taxes to Caesar or not. He just asked that point, like dinari from themselves only, from Pharisees and Herodians. He asked, could you please give me one coin? And then he says, whose image is on this coin, dinari? They say it's a Caesar's. Whose stamp it is there? Caesar's. Then render Caesar to Caesar and render gods to gods. Since the image of coin, the dinari, right, it is there on the coin, that's why it is going to Caesar. Whose image we are? We are gods. Whose stamp we are? Gods. So we supposed to belong to God. So the way he is answering, right, because it's a very sensitive, and if he says no, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, he knows very well what happens, because there is some kind of revolt, right, may come up. So that's why the way he logically answers, right, is amazing to see that from Bible, all the gospel, four gospels. And also emotions, crying when Lazarus, he died, right, he cries. He knows, you know, the deity and humanity both, it was there in our Lord Jesus Christ, grace and truth merged in him. So he is 100% God, he is 100% man. Though he cried, he knows what is happening after 4 days. Lazarus is going to come back. So still why he cried? Because Bible says, Romans 12, 15, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn, weep with those who weep. That's why he wanted to show that exemplary life to us. So that's why he was 100% man. He is 100% God. So also he got angry, but that is controlled angry. When the commercial things going on in the Jerusalem temple, he punished them. But there is controlled anger. So those are all emotions we could see in our Lord Jesus Christ. But when we draw closer and closer to him, we will come to know more and more about our Lord Jesus. Just these few points I would like to know. Because John 21:25 says very clearly, and there are also many other things what Jesus did, and if they should all be recorded one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So though he lived just 33 and a half years, if you write the books, right, looks like nothing is sufficient enough in this world. So that many he did. So when we know him, right, what we know, if somebody asked to write about Jesus, right, I don't know, maybe I may be writing 2 or 3 pages, but if you know more about him, right, that many we know. But more than that, it's not about the knowledge of God, because knowledge is here, but it's supposed to come here. The longest distance in the world is between our mind and heart, just 12 inches. Jarjan uncle used to tell, just 12 inches, but it is the longest to sink from here to here, right? When we know him here and when we obey him, right, that is amazing, and that is the way we can worship our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we know him, know the Father, and know our Lord Jesus Christ deeply, that is nothing but eternal life. It's not about forever and ever, not about the life of duration. It is about the fellowship, and it is about the relationship with our God. And also by knowing him, right, it changes our attitude, our perspective, and also the way we see the things, right, the quality living we can live for Christ. Just 3.5 years he finished his work, and the fourth verse it says, whatever the task God has, Father has assigned him, perfectly he did, as if he is speaking with on the microphone, right, with Father. Everything, every day morning he used to pray, listen to Father, whatever he asked him, right, he goes and did that. That's why very confidently he is saying, whatever the task he has given me, I finished, and now glorify me, Father. That is the thing. So are we doing his work? Just self-examination person. If you ask the same question to Apostle Paul, he says, I have fought the good fight. Very bold he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Whatever the vision he got, he was not disobedient, Apostle Paul. He is also saying same like our Lord Jesus Christ. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. These are all the things, encouraging things to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, how he lived, how he has shown that exemplary life to us and all. As we draw our Father's feet now in few moments to pray for him, we pray for our Lord to sanctify our hearts. Let us all go to him with a pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith. Definitely that would, definitely God will strengthen us, and we have the Holy Spirit. God, I wanted to read finally from First Corinthians 2:10. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. We have the God, Holy Spirit God, who reveals and who helps us to know more and about Him. May our good and gracious God help us all to know more and more about Him. Amen.